It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I appreciate you. I hope you're well. I hope you're safe. I hope you're doing amazing. We're getting even closer to the Super Bowl. And closer and closer and closer. Not quite there yet, but we're getting closer. We got more NFL talk to get into. Myles Garrett is running around Radio Row, Media Row, whatever the hell they call it, after his trade request. Not a demand, but a request. Apparently, Kevin Durant, he has a request of his own that he stays a Phoenix Sun. Everybody wants to stay in Phoenix. It is Wednesday. Outside of talking about everything NFL and the Chiefs and the Eagles and trades and this and that, I got a top six list for you. Oh, yeah, and it's based off of trades. We have a new top six every single Wednesday today in 2 hours. I'm going to share with you the worst six trades ever. I'm talking about in sports history, okay? This is the worst of the worst of the worst. Top six list coming your way as we do every Wednesday, 2 hours from now. Hey, we're going to chat with some people who are in New Orleans, down in Louisiana. Shout-outs to Nancy Armour, USA Today, big-time award-winning columnist. Get her thoughts on the Super Bowl and then some of the cultural elements around it. And last night, we had this big conversation. President Trump is going to be there. You assume Taylor Swift will be there at the Super Bowl. Who's the most famous out of the two? I don't know. I'm going to ask Nancy and then talk to her about some of these ads and commercials that are going to be running. And how about this? We're going to go right away to New Orleans next hour. And this is very important. Okay. Shout outs to every human being serving in the U.S. military. People who are active, people who are vets. If you are within the sound of my voice, thank you. I'm sure you hear it every now and then, but you're hearing it from me now. Thank you. Next hour, we're going to have a chat with someone who played football in college at Navy. He was a captain for Navy. He won a bowl game at Navy. He's in the Navy Athletics Hall of Fame. And this guy's on TVs and shows and game shows, and he's a badass, okay? Navy captain Jervia Lata is going to come through and join us. And he played defensive back for Navy. And I want to talk to a captain and get his thoughts on this big game and, you know, get into what he's into. Because there's a lot of correlations, especially when it comes to discipline between football and just being in the military. I'm not tough enough to do that. I'm a punk. That's why I sit down right here. I ain't pushing nobody. I ain't shoving nobody. I ain't throwing nothing. I ain't hitting nobody. Them days are over for me. Looking forward to that conversation next hour. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app. Your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, Sirius XM 375, and a smart speaker if you have one. I'm at JR Sport Brief again, everywhere on social media. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. Hickey, how are you, man, in New York?
Hello, JR. I'm doing well, and I'm actually excited for Jervy because I'm tired of being the only badass on this show, so I'm glad I can finally share the spotlight with someone else.
Oh, my goodness. So did I miss something? I know you went to Penn State. Were you serving?
No.
Okay.
I am nowhere near tough enough for that.
Did you hit somebody in college?
I did not. Okay. No, I've never thrown a punch in my life, actually.
If we put you and Jervy in, like, the octagon, what would happen?
I would climb out. But you say go and I'm out of there.
I hear you.
I am gone.
Well, Jervy, he could be the toughest, and you could be number two, and I will concede and just let you have number two. I'll be number three. I'm fine with that.
Okay, as long as I don't have to prove that I'm not number one, then that's okay. Yeah, Jervy can have that. I won't fight him for it.
Yeah, that's a big Hickey. That is a big dude. Okay.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, big, you know, tough.
And he's in the Navy. He could swim and whoop your ass at the same time. Okay.
Is he the closest thing to, like, David Goggins we have, like, on the show, I guess.
David, who the hell is that?
David Goggins, you don't know?
Who the hell is that guy?
He's like a former military guy that like turned inspirational speaker and like always talks about how tough he is, and he runs like a marathon a day. Like,
oh my God.
On like torn ACLs to like just, you know, I'm hard, I'm tough.
I feel like I have heard of those people. Oh, no, I'm not familiar, Higgy. Okay. Is he this tough? If we rip out his Achilles now, he's running a marathon?
That's what he says.
Is there evidence?
He does do a lot of videos. Maybe not per se of I've torn my Achilles and here I am still running, but maybe that's, you know, we should ask Jervy in an hour. Maybe we can get David Goggins on the show one day and ask him that, like, you know, how tough are you? If we just kick you in the Achilles, you still run the marathon? Let's see. That could be an interesting conversation.
I don't know about that one, Higgy.
No? Okay.
I don't know.
You can ask him. No, I'm not asking him.
Okay.
He's too tough for me.
I'll consider it. Maybe. And how about this? This is a big deal as we all wait on Luka Doncic to maybe make his debut in a few minutes. You know, we'll talk about Myles Garrett and what the hell he's been running around doing, trying to figure out where he plays. He was on the media row. Hickey, if this wasn't Super Bowl week, I would be at the Hawks game right now as De'Aaron Fox is currently warming up and He's going to play with Victor Wembanyama. I'd be watching him.
That would be pretty cool, especially where your seats are. That'd be very cool to see up close and personal.
Oh, my Damn. God. I saw Wembanyama was here with the Spurs last, I want to say January, and I watched him warm up, Hickey, and I'm like, this doesn't make no sense. Like, this guy doesn't need the jump to hit the rim, and he's dunking and shooting and I'll see him when he comes back next year. But De'Aaron Fox ready to make his debut tonight against the Atlanta Hawks with the Spurs. So that'll be a fun one. It'll be on ESPN. So that'll be cool. I get to watch that in the studio or at least try while I sit here and talk. One thing that we should not expect with all of this trade drama, and we'll get to Myles Garrett in a little bit. Kevin Durant, as we sat here on air last night, all this drama with the Suns, and Jimmy Butler wants to go to the Suns. It's the only place that'll give him a contract extension. He's reportedly said no to going to all these other places. And so we got a report that the Golden State Warriors want to reacquire Kevin Durant. Yeah, 37-year-old Kevin Durant, who even at 37 is still one of the best scorers in the league. He's one of the best scorers of all time. The man is 6'7" and runs around and moves like he's 6'5", and then he has ridiculous length. This year, yeah, the 37-year-old guy, 27 points a game, 6 rebounds, and 4 assists. Is he going off the way he used to? He is 50, you know, he's 55, he's 40. No. But the guy is still a freak of nature, and you know he could turn it on when he needs to. Well, it's absolutely hilarious when the news came down earlier today that as much as the Warriors want Kevin Durant because they feel that they can't get Jimmy Butler, Kevin Durant reportedly said, I don't want to go back to Golden State. At this point, this is all pure comedy. Take a listen to this report from Shams on ESPN.
The Warriors have been seriously pursuing Kevin Durant over the last week, but sources tell me that Durant has no desire in a reunion with the Warriors. He does not want to go back to the Warriors where he won 2 championships, won 2 finals MVPs. The Suns' position in all of this has been to continue to build around Kevin Durant and Devin Booker, but due to their record, teams have been very aggressive calling the Suns. It's unclear where these talks go between now and tomorrow's deadline, but one thing is clear around the league right now, and that's Kevin Durant does not want to go back to the Warriors in any trade. So for the Warriors, do they continue this pursuit of Kevin Durant? Do they move on to a guy like Jimmy Butler, who we've been discussing over the last couple of months? Is Chicago's Nikola Vucevic a target as well? We'll know in the next 24 hours.
Oh, my goodness. This is hilarious. This is the type of stuff I love. That said, 2 days, I love drama. It's not my drama. I don't care. I'm here for it. In sports, it's not that crazy. A bunch of multimillionaires, guys making $50 million. I don't want to go here. I want to go here. I want to do this. I like the drama unless you're being a complete jerk like Jimmy Butler. who has pretty much already told the Golden State Warriors, I'm not signing an extension. Well, with the news that Kevin Durant doesn't want to reunite with Steph Curry. The man is a two-time finals MVP, doesn't want to look at Draymond Green. Apparently, Draymond Green would have been a part of the trade. The Golden State Warriors have said, okay, fine, we'll switch things up. Forget you, Kevin Durant. You don't want to be here. We don't want somebody who doesn't want us. The Golden State Warriors reportedly are looking to add Jimmy Butler, despite the fact that Jimmy Butler himself said he doesn't want to be there. The Golden State Warriors just sound, they sound desperate. And why not Steph Curry? You talk about Kevin Durant being 37. Steph Curry turns 37 next month. The Golden State Warriors have a record of 25-24. Why in the hell do you want to waste this man's time? Whatever the hell is left of his career. And so if you got to bring in an angry Jimmy Butler as a rental and say, hey, if you want to stay here, you opt into your deal next year or opt out, then so be it. This is all just hilarious to me. Brian Windhorst on ESPN, he made it clear. He said, man, Kevin Durant, he ain't going to no Warriors.
If I had to guess right now, admitting that things are changing, I would say he either stays in Phoenix or is a Miami Heat by tomorrow afternoon.
And why? And if you're the Phoenix Suns, why do you do that? Why are you trading a even though he's 2 years older, a year older than Jimmy Butler, why are you trading a superior player and scorer for Jimmy Butler unless you just want to get off of Kevin Durant's contract? It's that simple. Kevin Durant has a deal that goes to next season, the rest of this year and next year. Jimmy Butler has a contract that extends to next year as well. Although Jimmy Butler, if he goes to Phoenix, he's going to want a contract extension. So I don't know. Maybe the Suns look at it as we're getting younger by like a year, but then we're extending salary for a guy even today. Jimmy Butler is not as good as Kevin Durant even today. Let me tell you something. We got some stupid franchises all across sports. I've been telling you for weeks how ridiculous the Cleveland Browns are. Now you got Myles Garrett who wants to leave. Can't blame the guy. All right? I've been telling you for months, dating back to last year or an entire year, how stupid the Tennessee Titans are. Getting rid of Mike Vrabel, allowing Will Levis to still throw the football. It's just a dumb organization from the top. Jacksonville Jaguars get swindled by their own employees. Somebody in the accounting department stole $20 million. I can go on and on about stupid organizations in sports. Matt Ishbia just got to Phoenix. He's throwing all this money around. Doesn't care about money. Just care about collecting stars. Bradley Beal, yeah, you've been hurt, but come here. Devin Booker has been here. Devin, you stay. Kevin Durant understands the money is here. Hey, if he can come and play, yeah, come here, Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant just showed up in 2023, and now you already want to get rid of him? And then you want to bring in Jimmy Butler, who's already old? I know everybody down in Dallas is upset with Nico Harrison for getting rid of Luka Doncic. If I'm a Phoenix Suns fan, and I went to the NBA Finals a few years ago. I didn't have Kevin Durant. I didn't have Jimmy Butler. I had an old Chris Paul, Devin Booker, Bridges, and DeAndre Ayton. Most of these guys are gone. And you've replaced all of these dudes, and now we get worse because we're greedy? Maybe there's a reason. The prior ownership group, and I know that guy was a piece of work in Sarver. But maybe it was actually a good thing that he wasn't just throwing money at every player available because it would tank him. The NBA trade deadline is now less than 24 hours away. We've had some moves. Chris Middleton is in Washington. I don't know how long that is going to last. We got Kuzma, who is on his way to Milwaukee, which is absolutely hilarious. That guy has been a bum this year. He should be better in Milwaukee. There's going to be less asked of him. And then we've had other moves as well today. The Sacramento Kings picking up a big man, Jonas Valanciunas. Now, that's a team going nowhere, picking up veterans that are not going to make a difference. Yeah, we got some dumbass teams out here, okay? Put it that way. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to talk about these trades and some of the movement. I'm going to give you a top six list in about an hour and 45 minutes. We'll take a look at some of the worst trades we've ever had in sports history. But when we come back on the other side of the break, there's a gigantic human being who's been walking around in New Orleans this afternoon. He wants out of his crap team. His name is Myles Garrett, and he is basically on a mission to let everybody know, I want to go somewhere where I can win. We're going to hear from some of the comments made from Myles Garrett today, this afternoon, down in New Orleans. We'll play some of those comments on the other side of the break, and then talk about some of these players who have openly lobbied for him. I'll tell you who on the other side. We're just getting started. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, we get all the cornerbacks here. Yeah, that's another future Hall of Fame cornerback. Richard Sherman, Legion of Boom. Champ Bailey here yesterday. He didn't play cornerback. We got Warren Moon. Warren Moon will be here tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, Warren is he's a cool dude. A cool guy.
Herm Edwards played corner.
Oh, Herm? We're going to have Herm Edwards too?
Herm Edwards. How about that? A little tie to both squads.
Yeah. So it's going to be tomorrow's the Kansas City show, huh?
Well, he played for the Eagles, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How can I forget? That interception and the return and the miracle at the medal. Oh, yeah. How could I forget?
Eagles fans don't forget.
No, they don't. But do you think he has of course he has a rooting interest, right? And I feel like people who say that they don't care one way or another, I think most cases they're lying. Like, you watch a team play somehow, some way, you're gonna lean in one direction. You think I'm out of line on that?
No, I'm with you. I think it's also fair to say, like, look, I don't like either team, but I'm rooting for my pick to be right, and I'm picking whoever, like, then that's still okay. Then you're rooting for a certain. I'm with you. Anyone that says I'm just watching the game, I hope it's a good one, I agree. Nonsense.
Yeah, I think they're full of crap. I'm just saying. Well,
what about Herm? You got to push Herm Herm tomorrow? Herm, who are you rooting for? I like both teams. Herm, right now, tell me.
You think I'm going to force an answer out of that man?
Herm, right now. We're not ending this interview until you say who you're rooting for.
Man, I'm going to get one of those stern talking tos. That's what I'm going to get.
I don't need that coach speak on you.
Yeah, I don't need that. Young man, let me tell you. I don't need that in my life. I don't. And Herm has been nice every time we've had him on. So, hey, I look forward to that. We got Warren Moon, and then we have Herm Edwards. That'll be a lot of fun. That'll be great. Legends, 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 legends. 855-212-4227 is the number. That's 855-212-4227. Those guys are legendary. There's a man right now who isn't necessarily thinking about his legacy, his own personal legacy. Maybe he needs to have a conversation with Cam Newton, although that's done. Myles Garrett, currently of the Cleveland Browns. This man wants to have a legacy as a champ. Not as a Hall of Famer. Myles Garrett wants to win championships. And we heard earlier this week, on Monday, actually, he put out a post. He put it right on social media, so there was no mincing words, nothing to be interpreted or misinterpreted. Myles Garrett basically said, listen, I don't want to be here in Cleveland anymore. I want out. I don't want to go from Cleveland, Ohio, to the Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. I want to win titles. I want to win championships. And it was kind of a slap in the face, or a tap. I don't want to say he fully slapped the man, at least a verbal lashing. Andrew Berry, the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, said, we want him to go from Cleveland to Canton. And he used his own words against him and said, no, I don't want to do that. I want to win championships. And so apparently, and you don't have to be a football aficionado to understand this, the Cleveland Browns are no closer to winning a championship than I am. Okay, I don't have a football team. I don't have an organization. I don't have a few billion dollars. I don't own a team. I don't have multiple millions. I'm not a player. I'm close to the Cleveland Browns as a championship as they are. That's how bad they are. Miles Garrett said, I don't want to be here. And we talked about how bringing in Deshaun Watson has basically tanked whatever future this organization had. And now they got to start over. They got the second overall pick. And so this was quite the strategy by Miles Garrett to A, make his trade request known on Monday, and then B, know that he'd be talking to all of the media all week long down in New Orleans. And that's exactly what is taking place. His statement, his release, was nothing more than a preemptive strike so he can get his messaging out there when he talked to the media. And I think he was selling yogurt today. So every person he spoke to, he told them about the yogurt. But then, of course, he had to talk about his trade request. Not a demand, but a request. And one of the things that Miles Garrett said today is, man, I ain't got no trade clause. They realistically can send me whatever the hell they want. And we've had players. You know, Deion Dawkins from the Buffalo Bills is like, hey, man, you know, come up here. He's talking to the media. We had players yelling at him or fans, hey, man, come to the Eagles. Miles Garrett, earlier today, he sat down with Rich Eisen here on the Infinity Sports Network. And Miles Garrett told him why he decided now is the time. Right now is the time to ask out of the Browns.
So just looking at kind of the trajectory of the team, talking to some of the higher-ups, and I have a lot of respect for them, but I just don't think we're aligned on, you know, where the team is going in the near future. And I feel like, you know, the window for us as athletes is only, you know, so broad. And it only continues to close as years go by with, you know, anything be able to happen on that field from day to day. And you know, I want to be able to, you know, go out there and compete at the highest levels, you know, day in and day out, and playing for champions, like I said.
Oh, come on. He doesn't think that they're aligned in their short term. All you got to do is look at the. Let me check something. I think this is all pub. No, this is all public information because I've followed it. Unfortunately, if you're a Browns fan, you followed it into the toilet. They went 3-14 this past season, like when the season ended over the holidays. They went 3-14. Deshaun Watson, Hickey, how many times did he tear his Achilles?
Twice.
Oh, damn. They got to pay him $230 million guaranteed. The Cleveland Browns will be selecting number two in the draft. That's how bad they were. And they have had six losing seasons since Miles Garrett arrived in 2017. Meanwhile, he just won Defensive Player of the Year last year. This guy is a six-time Pro Bowler. He had 14 sacks just this last season. That just ended, second in the NFL. And he's playing on a team, busting his ass. Let me see this again for a squad that went 3-14. Now, this is no Jimmy Butler scenario. This isn't a guy asking for more money. This isn't somebody complaining after he dragged the team on his back to the championship. And now they're, you know, woe is me, I need more money. This is a guy in his prime who is 29 years old, who is going to the Hall of Fame. He may, and I think it's too early, but He might go to the Hall of Fame if he quit now. Maybe. A couple more years, definitely. He wants to win. And football is brutal. Oh, they chew you up and spit you out. This ain't no diva sport. This ain't no NBA. This ain't no Jimmy Butler, wah, wah. I want to go here. I want my money. I'm not going to play. This ain't that. These guys are busting ass. Matter of fact, Miles Garrett, I don't want to compare him to an NBA player. Hickey, have you seen this guy dunk a basketball, by the way?
No.
Bro, Hickey, Miles Garrett is like a 6'4". How much did he weigh? A 270, 280, whatever. I don't know. He's built like the Incredible Hulk. You've seen how big he is, right?
Oh, yeah. That 280, pure muscle. 100% muscle.
This guy, Google YouTube him dunking the basketball, Hickey.
I don't do it in the break. I don't doubt it. I'm sure he can throw it down.
Makes no. I'm like, damn, bruh. He got more hops than Draymond, okay? And Draymond is what, 6'5", you think? 6'6", max?
Yeah, in that range for sure.
Yeah, Myles Garrett is, you look at him go, this guy, he could barely fit through a door, not because of his height, because of his width, his size, and he's over here dunking basketballs, man. And so this was hilarious to me, because Myles Garrett continued on having his chat with Rich Eisen. And Myles Garrett said he actually spoke to LeBron about leaving Cleveland. This is hilarious.
What did transition look like for him? What was his thought process going into it before he left Cleveland? And just making sure I made a logical decision, taking my time and trying to take away the pressure of doing something like that. I know that Cleveland, really that area, Northeast Ohio, has been his home. And, it's really been it feels like my home as well.
Okay, all right. There's a few differences here. It could feel like your home. The last time I checked, Myles Garrett is from Texas. And I understand he's played there since 2017. They have been bad. Damn it, they didn't win any games in his first year in Cleveland. None. They didn't win not a game. Zero. 0-16 his first year. LeBron James was born and raised in Cleveland, right out of Akron, as we have been told for the past 25 years. LeBron James left Cleveland as a legend. He was born there. He was a phenom. He had the option to leave, and he did. He left as a free agent. LeBron James ain't never asked for no trade out of Cleveland. Could you imagine? People were mad enough when he had a whole television special to announce that he was leaving. Myles Garrett got drafted there, has busted ass there, has been a great player there, has had a great career, and now he's asking to be traded. I don't know what the hell LeBron James got to do with anything outside of being able to say, I can call LeBron and ask him something that has just about nothing to do with me. Hey, LeBron, how did you feel when you left Cleveland? Oh, man, I felt good. I went to Miami. Well, hey, LeBron, how did the people treat you after you left? Well, they hated my guts because I had a TV special. But you, the team sucks. Your team sucks. My team was good. I just couldn't get nobody to Cleveland, so I left. Hickey, what is there to ask LeBron? Like, legitimately, what advice are you asking LeBron about leaving?
I mean, I think seriously, everything you just asked, what was the reaction? How is it like? How does it feel being, the most hated man in Cleveland? Oh. Now, obviously, LeBron made up a lot of goodwill by winning a championship that seemingly Myles Garrett would never be able to do. He didn't force his way out, but some different parallels for sure, slightly. You got to consult everyone, I guess, JR.
I believe the fans in Cleveland, Ohio, I think they understand why Myles Garrett would want to leave the Browns, okay? I think they understand. I mean, they were mad at LeBron for leaving. They felt like he left, spit in their face and all. I get that. Even though the guy, as basically a child, it took him to a championship, or at least, he took him to a finals, not fully a championship. And so there was some ill will. I think if you're a fan of the Cleveland Browns, you understand this is a terrible franchise. The Haslams have made another terrible mistake with giving Deshaun Watson his contract. And I think the fans in Cleveland, I actually think they are sympathetic and they have some empathy for Myles Garrett. Let him free. Let that man go wherever the hell he wants to go. I told you that Eagles fans were walking around Media Row shouting at him, hey, come to the Eagles. Deion Dawkins also, he plays for the Buffalo Bills. And he was sitting in an interview going, yeah, we'd love to have him. Man, he sat down, Myles Garrett, with Sports Illustrated, and he was asked, his thoughts on playing for the Commanders. Listen.
Would you like to go to the Commanders? Thought about it. Have you thought about the squads that you want to play for?
They need a pass rusher. I think that's something that they dearly miss down there in the playoffs and some of their big games. And I feel like I can fill that role, but know that. That's a role that multiple teams need. And I feel like I not only a pass rusher, but I think I'm the best defensive player in the game. And 100%. I feel like that's invaluable in itself.
Uh-huh. Yep. And by the way, let me put a bow on this. That man is going to get traded. There is absolutely no reason for the Cleveland Browns to hold on to him. I heard what they said after. We're not moving him. We're still not going to move him. Yeah, you will. This is all a game. Why do you want that man and he doesn't want to be there? And even outside of that, you suck anyway. You're at the top of the draft. You might as well trade your biggest asset and get some more help in. The Browns are just, they're pathetic. That's a nice way to put it. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I want to tell you about an NFL player. He's not pathetic. He's a running back. He busts his ass. His team is also a good one. It's Josh Jacobs and the Green Bay Packers. Everybody got a wish list, and it's February. Holidays just left, and everybody wants something. Josh Jacobs wants something specifically for his team, and he may have offended some of his teammates in the process. I'm going to tell you what Josh Jacobs is looking for on the other side of the break. We have so much more to get into. We mentioned LeBron. LeBron James shared some words about his new teammate, Luka Doncic. Chris Middleton, him and his bad ankles have been traded out of Milwaukee. He better relish that championship because one is not coming on the team that he's on now. J.J. McCarthy, you want to talk about injuries? He has some thoughts on his upcoming, I guess we can call it, rookie season later this year. And so we got a lot to get into, but right now on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. So we've talked about Kevin Durant. Apparently he doesn't want to leave Phoenix. Apparently, the Golden State Warriors don't want him anymore. We still have no resolution when it comes to Jimmy Butler. We are now 20 hours away from the NBA trade deadline. We heard from Myles Garrett. Myles Garrett sat down with the media in New Orleans and made his plea as to why he wants to leave Cleveland. I'm sure this was music to the general manager's ears, Andrew Berry, as he had to listen to interview after interview after interview of this man saying he wants out because he wants to win. And everybody knows he's likely going to get what he wants. There's a lesser player. And I know this sounds like a terrible thing to say. He is a lesser player. You know, all pro bowler in his own right. Third best running back via yardage when it comes to the NFL this past season. His name is Josh Jacobs. Now, Hickey, I'm not being disrespectful by saying he's a lesser player. The caliber than Myles Garrett, right? I'm not disrespectful, right?
No, not at all. I'm just being truthful.
It's just being truthful. Well, Josh Jacobs didn't ask for a trade. Josh Jacobs just finished his first year as a Green Bay Packer. Rushed for more than 1,300 yards, punched in 15 touchdowns. These are numbers that any team would ask for if they had a starting running back. These are Pro Bowl caliber numbers. You do this every year, you go to the Hall of Fame. Now, we know what happened with the Green Bay Packers this past season. 11-6, a disappointing ending, losing to the Eagles. Nothing to put your head down about. We see where the Eagles are. They're competing in the Super Bowl on Sunday. So Josh Jacobs, he carried his end of the bargain. When you think about Jordan Love, he's carrying his end of the bargain. He has to stay healthy and be consistent. Now, Josh Jacobs put in his own two cents today about what the Green Bay Packers need to continue to grow, to be successful. I mean, this man came from the Raiders. How much does he know about success? I don't know, but he has ideas. And so Josh Jacobs was sitting down on the Up and Adams show, and Josh Jacobs was asked specifically about a former teammate, Davante Adams, the wide receiver who used to play with out in Las Vegas and Oakland, prior to this man, Davante Adams, ending up on another disaster, the New York Jets. Now, we know the New York Jets are just like, they're like hell in a handbasket right now, okay? They just brought in a new head coach in Aaron Glenn. They have a new GM. Aaron Rodgers, his status is floating in the air. Maybe he's smoking his status away. I have no idea. But Josh Jacobs basically said, I would love to get Davante Adams back. But it's how he said it and what he insinuated. Listen to this.
Most definitely. I think you know he's an amazing receiver, amazing person. Obviously, I would want to see what it would cost us. But I do think that, you know, we have a spot for him. For sure.
You have a spot. What would he bring to that offense, to the team, knowing the kind of man he is?
He's a great leader. He practices hard. He does things that I'll tell people. I remember one year I may have only seen him drop two passes at practice the whole year. Like, he's one of them guys that he's going to put the work in. He's going to lead the younger guys the right way. He's going to give you nuggets that you can't really coach. And the way that he sees the game is just different.
Yeah, he continued on. The man said he wants a number one wide receiver. Ouch. Ouch. This is a Green Bay Packers team that for the better part of, I don't know, a year, 2 years, that all we've heard about is the Packers' ability and to spread the ball out. This is to their advantage that they don't have a clear-cut number one wide receiver that you just cue in on. That everybody can get some, that everybody can eat. And we've seen that over the past few seasons. Romeo Dubs, you got, unfortunately, Christian Watson. This man just tore his ACL to conclude the season for the Green Bay Packers. I mean, you have the emerging Jaden Reed. He's only 5'11". And so, yeah, this is the equivalent of we just going to spread the rock out. Does that work when you need a go-to guy? The Packers don't have that clear cut every single season. This is numero uno. I mean, we had all these conversations last offseason with the Buffalo Bills. You think about Stephon Diggs leaving and moving on, and the question was, who's going to step into his spot? And even after the Buffalo Bills acquire Amari Cooper, which, quite frankly, didn't work out. The conversation is back to the Buffalo Bills right now. Can they bring on a wide receiver who can be number one? Are they bringing on a Cooper Kupp despite his injuries? And will a Cooper Kupp want to play in Buffalo, especially when it gets cold outside? I don't know about that. But the fact is, yeah, do people got to lose before they realize that change is needed and necessary? It's great that the Packers can throw the rock around, but if everybody is of equal status and or talent, if it's a big moment in a big spot, I want somebody who I can count on. I want somebody who I can dominate. I want a Travis Kelce. You know, I want a DK Metcalf. You know, I want a Garrett Wilson. And I know he said he doesn't want in Miami, and then he's just upset and cried and he was mad. I want a Tyreek Hill. I want a game breaker who can take my game to another level. Not just a bunch of guys. Everybody needs a star. Need a CeeDee Lamb. Need a Ja'Marr Chase. Need a Justin Jefferson. And if you're the Minnesota Vikings, you got a star, and then you got another co-star in Addison. You want that. You want an A.J. Brown and a Devontae. The Green Bay Packers, they just don't have enough. Yeah, we know the NFC North is going to continue to be ridiculously competitive. I don't expect the Lions to disappear off the face of the earth now that both of their coordinators are gone. The Minnesota Vikings, yeah, what happens with Sam Darnold, we have no idea. And then J.J. McCarthy, we haven't even seen this guy throw a pass in the NFL. And so, yes, things are difficult. Bears are there as well, and the Packers are still going to be good. But if you want to compete, man, you need a wideout. I just don't know if it was the nicest thing, and it doesn't need to be a nice business, for Josh Jacobs to come out and say, we need a clear-cut wide receiver one. Worst things have been said on Super Bowl Radio Row, but if I play wide receiver on the Green Bay Packers, I'm going, why are you trying to bring in somebody who's going to take away my touches? Why are you indirectly messing up my money? Or maybe they don't care. Maybe Gutenkunst Yes, it's the man who runs the Packers. Maybe Gutekunst doesn't care. Maybe he doesn't want to pay. But I would be very careful about making comments about what my team needs when I have to look in the face of my damn teammates. That's something that I would stay away from. It's just me. Can't wait to see what other craziness we get over the next 2 days of Media Row down in New Orleans. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. You know what? We'll take a break because we have to. And when we come back on the other side, I just mentioned this guy's name. J.J. McCarthy. You want to know where he is? In New Orleans, too. And you want to know what he wants? A chance to play for Minnesota. Warning shot fired at Sam Darnold. LeBron James. He's looking for his chance to play with Luka Doncic. And we'll get into Chris Middleton and a whole lot of other stuff. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.